News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, the National Food Waste Recycling Week begins tomorrow, and they are trying to get people clear on what it is that you should put in your various waste receptacles. Pauline McDonough is with us. She's Circular Economy Coordinator at My Waste. Pauline, people get it wrong when it comes to the brown bin.
Good morning, Anton. Well, they do, but not badly wrong. So the purpose of the week really is to just help us raise our awareness and all be clearer. So there were a few common mistakes that we're starting to see with our brown bins. And unfortunately, one of those is not using a compostable liner for your kitchen caddy or even for the larger brown bin.
Oh, as in they're using plastic bags?
Yes, using a plastic bag or using a biodegradable bag. So when you go into the supermarket or the hardware store, you need to make sure that you're purchasing a compostable liner, 100% compostable, because a biodegradable bag will still have plastic in it.
Oh, and that can't go into the compost bin, even though it says biodegradable.
No, it needs to be compostable because compostable bag is made from a material that's very similar to food. So it's going to break down in the same way. If it's a plastic bag or a biodegradable bag, when the material gets taken away back to the plant where it's going to be composted, unfortunately, we can't get those bags back out. And when they get shredded, small bits, microplastics, obviously will then get into the compost.
Does it biodegrade, not get around that? Does it matter if it's in the compost, if it is in the process of effectively slowly rotting away?
Well, if it's got plastic in it, we obviously don't want plastic in with our food waste when we're making compost. So it's really simple. The 100% compostable bags, the liners, are available in every hardware store, in every supermarket. It's just being more aware that I'm purchasing a compostable liner, not just what might be a biodegradable bag.
Now, what about the things that can and can't go into that liner? What about meat products?
Yes, so it's fantastic. Your brown bin is for all of your food waste. It doesn't matter if it's raw, cooked, meat, fish, plate scrapings. So anything that's organic that's in your kitchen can go in there.
If I discover a sirloin steak down the back of the fridge that hasn't been cooked, I can fling it in the brown bin.
You can indeed. And let's hope you don't find something as good as that that you forgot to eat. But yes, it's for your meat, your fish, your dairy products, any food, raw or cooked, including eggshells, tea bags and coffee grounds.
What about then, because we're heading into barbecue territory, obviously this is assuming that people have let it go cold. What about the leftover remains of the ash in the barbecue? Because that's wood, so that should be compostable, is it?
No. You see, so it's really important that what we're trying to do is take nutrient-rich products. And a charcoal doesn't have any nutrient in it that can be made into a compost or can be anaerobically digested. So things like barbecue coals, or indeed even in the wintertime, you know, the ashes from your fire, they should go into your general waste bin. So the things that we accept from the garden for your brown bin are light clippings. So, you know, hedge clippings, not big trunks, just small hedge clippings, grass clippings, and then dead plants, dead flowers, things like that.
What about oils?
Oils are perfectly good to go in, but in small quantities. So if you had, one of the normal bottles of oil and you over time, you filled that up and it was full. Well, obviously you can't pour that amount of oil into your brown bin. It'll create quite a mess for you. Instead, you can take that to a recycling centre. But in the general way that we cook, if we've a small amount of oil, what I would normally do is mop that up with some kitchen towel and pop the kitchen towel and the oil directly into my kitchen caddy.
Pauline, thank you very much. Pauline McDonough there, Circular Economy Coordinator at My Waste.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.